let's welcome everybody out today to a brand new episode of the Let's Talk Local podcast. My name is Chris Hollifield. I am your host. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to my show. I want to thank everybody for coming back week after week, for never missing an episode, for sticking with me, and for listening to these conversations that I'm doing. And if you're new here, make sure to hit that follow button, subscribe button. I am here every week with an awesome conversation where I'm showcasing someone here in the state of Utah that's doing something really cool, whether they're a business owner, an artist, an author, a musician, maybe a food truck owner. I mean, I've chatted with some really great people, some fun conversations. And as we morph this podcast over to the new name from I Am Salt Lake to Let's Talk Local, I want to thank those of you that have stuck around. But I want to mention the sponsor of this podcast. It's the Red Sign Real Estate Team. It's actually the real estate team that I am on, so I can't say enough good things about the Red Sign Team. But head on over to chris.redsign.com if you're looking for homes along the Wasatch Front. If you kind of want to see what's for sale out there, check it out, chris.redsign.com. And if you are looking to move, maybe you want to, downsize, maybe you need a place that's a little bigger, right? You need a home office or something, or maybe you got a new addition coming. Give me a call, shoot me a text, 801-244-2908. I'd love to help you out. I'd love to answer any of your real estate questions. I know the market's kind of shifting and changing and doing all kinds of interesting things, so maybe you have some questions about that. But most of all, I want to mention, if you mention this podcast episode, I'll let you even use the Red Sign moving truck if you're moving here locally, within Salt Lake or Utah County. So yeah, take advantage of that. And many thanks to the Red Sign team for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. But today, oh my gosh, you guys, this is such a really cool conversation. This is with Brett and Kasia Bill and Gary. They are the owners of the Chocolate Dessert Cafe. Yes, you heard me right. I don't know if any of you have driven past one of their locations. They are in Orem in West Jordan. And oh my gosh, delicious desserts, delicious cakes. This is a really cool conversation where we got to talk about how they took over ownership of the dessert cafe. And, what it's like working as a husband and wife. We're all curious about that. Like, what's it like working with your spouse? And then, what you can expect, the experience, the desserts, the cakes, all that good stuff, the things that you can expect at the Chocolate Dessert Cafe. We get into that. We also talk about some of the obstacles and their, where they see them going, what the future holds for the Chocolate Dessert Cafe. Really great conversation with Brett and Kasia. So, hey, with that being said, let's just jump into that right now. So thanks everybody for listening. Here we go. I want to start right with you guys. I mean, we can get going and chatting and find out about the Chocolate Dessert Cafe, which I have a almost 6-year-old daughter myself, and she is a chocolate fanatic. And so she's like always wants to have chocolate. So every time I think of you guys, I think of my daughter because she loves chocolate. But anyway, this is going to be a two question is I want to start right in the beginning because I'm sure a lot of listeners aren't even familiar with you guys, what you are, what your business is all about. But what was the inspiration behind starting the Chocolate Dessert Cafe? And then how long ago did you open your first location?
So we are not the original owners.
Not the original owners.
No. Okay. So the founders of the chocolate opened back in 2008, and then West Jordan came in 2009. And then I started working at the chocolate shortly after we were married back in 2013. And I started out as assistant baker. That's where my background is I went to culinary school. I've always worked in bakeries and always have loved it. Just kind of worked my way up. I eventually became head baker. And then when we had our first daughter, I kind of took a step back in the kitchen, but I still wanted to work. And so I was able to do stuff in the front of the house, in the cafes, work with servers, that kind of stuff. So, and then I eventually did catering coordinator, just different odds and ends. And I've always have wanted to own my own business. And Brett and I were kind of in the starts of doing, getting our cottage food license so that I could start doing stuff for like farmers markets and everything. So back in 2018, the owners of the chocolate came to us and said, "Hey, we're getting ready to sell. Are you guys interested?"
They were moving out of state and you know, didn't want to try and run it from
out of state.
And kind of worked out really perfect because Kasia knew the business inside and out. And I imagine for them, selling a business was kind of like, you know, finding a new home for their child. So yeah. I think it was an easy transition for them. And we knew them really well. And
I worked alongside her. I mean, I was basically right below her.
Yeah, I mean, you were there like five years almost before that offer. Before we
became homeowners, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, is this the first business you guys have owned?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was that like? I mean, when you got offered a business, I mean, was that even something you were thinking about doing? Was that even like on your radar? I mean, obviously they presented it to you with hopes, I guess.
Yeah. Buying a business wasn't something that we had looked into or considered
at all.
No, we considered starting a business. Like Kasia was saying, we were thinking of kind of starting our own dessert type thing. My background was I got a useless degree in college and then I was working in video production full time, but I always kind of had that entrepreneurial spirit.
Okay. So you were doing video production. She's working at the chocolate dessert cafe. Uh-huh. She gets
We knew we wanted some sort of business thing. And then she comes home one day and is like, "Hey, like they're looking to sell the business." And I got really excited because I was like, "Oh, this is awesome. We could buy a business." And and then we spent, I think, 4 or 5 months just looking into it, doing all of the due diligence.
Yeah, from the time that they talked to us about selling the business to the time that we became owners was 9 months. So it was a whole process. And
lots of due diligence. And we found a consultant to help look over everything, make sure there weren't any red flags.
Yeah, and a lawyer to go over all the contract stuff. And my dad was a big help. He has financial background as well, so, and like business. And so he was someone that we talked to. I mean, we still do. Like, he's our business consultant. So
we'll ask him questions all the time. Yeah.
In both locations were already operational at this point, right? Mm-hmm. It's West Jordan, right? Yeah. Yes. West Jordan in Orem. Now, what are the addresses? Just might as well say them up top of the recording here.
So Orem is 212 South State Street.
Okay.
And then West Jordan is 9120 South Redwood Road.
Okay. Yeah. So both, I mean, great locations for both of them. I mean, Redwood Road and State Street. So you're probably getting a lot of drive-by traffic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For people that are listening that maybe have never come to one of your locations. I mean, obviously, the name says it all, right? Like it's desserts and cakes and chocolates but what would you find inside? Like let's paint a little bit of a picture for people that have never been inside. Like what kind of dessert items would you find?
Well, I'll have Brett start out. He's really good at talking about the experience that we offer.
Okay, yeah. I'll give a little spiel on what the chocolate is, and then maybe you can talk about like the dessert specifically.
Let's hear. Let's make people hungry here.
You know, the reason we call it the chocolate a dessert cafe is because it's not just a bakery; it's a dessert cafe. Both locations are in historic farm homes. Orem was built in like 1903, and West Jordan was 1908. Both of them were between 1900, 1910. So these old farmhouses, you come in, there's a lobby full of goodies, but then they're just these old houses. There's rooms and you go and you sit down and there's cozy seating. And so we don't want people to just come get a treat and leave. We want them to be able to sit down, talk, enjoy each other's company, enjoy the treat. And so,
make an experience of it.
Right. And that we tell our employees all the time, like, we'll ask them, "Hey, what are we selling at the chocolate?" oh, cakes, cookies. No, we're selling an experience.
Yes.
The dessert is a large part of that experience. The dessert has to taste good, but it's, you know, it's the friendly smile when you walk in. It's the nice music, the clean tables, the cozy seating. It's, yeah, it really is that experience.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, and you guys do wedding cakes I mean, I'm assuming birthday cakes. I mean, really, yeah, any kind of cake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have like a whole catering side where we do weddings. And then also, which is nice because, I mean, yeah, we do cakes. But as far as like weddings go, we can offer anything from like a single tiered cake to multiple tiered. Lots of a trend right now is a cake bar. So there's a bunch of different sized cakes. They all put them on different cake stands and then they cut from those. And then obviously we can offer our desserts as well for weddings and stuff. But when you come into the cafe, we have our lobby area with the case items and stuff. And what you'll see are cake stands with whole cakes in them. And we sell cakes by the slice.
Okay.
We have 6 flavors every single week. We trade out 4 of those weekly.
So stuff's rotating through. Mm-hmm. All the desserts probably change with seasons.
Yeah, seasonal stuff. Yeah.
So we're really well known for our cake by the slice. And then we also have 5 and 7 inch cakes that you can buy whole. So 5 inches are great if you're needing just like a small get together, a kid's smash cake, that kind of thing. And then we also have cookies, brownies, bars. And then our most well-known dessert is called the Kazuki. It's a hot baked cookie with ice cream on top. We bake it in a 6-inch cake pan. So the Kazuki. And we put vanilla bean ice cream on top. Those are made to order. They're perfect for sharing, not sharing. So
yeah, that's by far the most popular.
Sharing, who does that, right?
Yeah, on a weekend night, like you get, especially at the Orem store, because there's such a large college population.
Sure.
You get people coming in on dates and, you know, 2 people get 1 Kazuki, split it. And yeah, it's like the go-to date night.
Yeah, dessert. We get lots of people like, oh, this was my first date. And it's great to hear those stories. Like I would always have people bring me here on my dates and they would get multiple dates out of it. So it's
fun.
And
then you cater their wedding. See?
Yes. Yeah, yes, no, exactly. True, yeah. It is true. Yeah. No, we have,
you probably have had that.
We've had proposals the chocolate. Yeah. So we are upstairs in our Orem store. We have an upstairs and there's 3 rooms up there and
those are the proposal rooms. So girls know if they go up there, they're like, oh my gosh, I can't have he's going to pop the question.
So we have a blue room. That's what we call it because the decor is blue in the room. And you can rent it out for showers, get-togethers, book clubs, that kind of thing. So you have your own room.
Okay, I like that.
Do a little gathering. But we've had many guys just say, hey, I'm planning a proposal.
We had our first date here. I want to propose here.
Yeah, there was one proposal that it was a day that we were closed. I think it was like New Year's Day or something. We were just closed for the holiday. And this guy reached out and was like, I only have a little bit of time in town. And I really want to like propose to my girlfriend. He had like this really cute story of their first date and everything. And I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm going to be in the kitchen anyway. I was baking that night. So I said, I'm going to be here between these hours. Let's make it happen. And they got the whole place to themselves, which doesn't happen all the time, but it was just a rare like occurrence that it just ended up working out for them. And it was really cute.
So. That is so cool. Now, what about you guys? What is a favorite menu item of yours? Like, do you have like a favorite one? Like, or not?
My ultimate go-to is our salted caramel brownie. Okay. I don't think I'll ever get sick of that. So that's my go-to. And then my favorite cake is our chocolate peanut butter cake.
Now you say you never get sick of it. Okay, so this is my question. Right? You work with desserts all day long. How do you not just keep wanting to stuff your face with it? That's what I would be afraid of, because I would be like, man, I would just want to eat all of it.
Yeah.
We have a large variety that depending on what sounds good, I'm like, oh, this cookie sounds good. I recently had a baby. And so all of last year, we had a new cookie come out. It was the oatmeal cream pie. And every day I was like, good. Brett, bring me home one.
Yeah, she'd shoot me a text at work. Hey, bring me home a milk cream pie.
Like every day.
Yeah.
So they're really good. Yeah. But then I change, like, and then I'm like, oh, I'm going to switch to something else. So, but if I ever had to go back to one dessert, I always go back to our caramel brownie.
Ooh, that sounds good. What about you, Brett?
I've never been a huge sweet tooth person. I mean,
that's good. That's good though.
Well,
he didn't even want a wedding cake.
Getting married to Kasia is definitely, she's like the ultimate like candy dessert. So I've definitely eaten a lot more dessert and sweets since getting married to Kasia. But there's some dangerous cakes out there because, you know, some of these, like, you know, you get a stack of pancakes. You know, that's not too much different than a slice of cake for breakfast.
Sure.
So sometimes I come in to work, I haven't had breakfast, and maybe there's like a citrus poppy seed cake. Like, oh, I'll just grab a slice of that for breakfast. So
there you go, or man.
Cinnamon churro. It's like a cinnamon roll. Yeah. So.
You know, so maybe once a month or so, end up eating a slice of cake for breakfast.
Yeah.
But my favorite, our cinnamon churro cake is really good. That might be my favorite. Or I'm kind of on the whatever's new and exciting I get on that train. So right now we've got this, it's new for this summer. It's a lemon raspberry cookie. So it's a really soft cakey cookie with lemon zest in it, really bright. And then it has this really good, is it a glaze?
Yeah, it's a raspberry
glaze. I'm not a huge, Kasia knows all the dessert terms. So I just sort of support her. But anyway, so it's got a lemon raspberry glaze and a fresh raspberry on top. And it's a really good cookie.
That does sound good.
Yeah.
Now, how is it? Okay, so you hear people all the time, you know, when you're married and you work together, don't do it. How is it? Is it? And the reason I even ask, right, is because I have a lot of business owners or future business owners even asking. And let me even rephrase that with the question, like, how has it been? In any tips, tricks, suggestions for being spouses that work together?
Yeah. Well, I really have never even thought about working with my husband. Like, I always thought I could never work with my husband.
Sure. You need time alone. You don't want to see him all the time.
And honestly, it's been the best thing. I love it. I mean, obviously we have our moments, but when we fight, like, Brett and I don't really fight. And I know that sounds stupid, because every couple fights, but we get really more like annoyances and frustrations more than anything. We don't have like full blown, like yelling yeah, fights, we're both
pretty laid back.
So I think that helps.
Yeah. That too. But I mean, he kind of has his side of the business and I have my side of the business. And then we come together and whatnot. And
it works well though. Yeah. For you guys.
My rule is by 10 PM at night and we're going to bed is no business talk. Like,
yeah,
Brett, that's usually when Brett has really good ideas and he'll be like,
I'm like, Kasia.
And then I'm like, I'm done for the night. So let's just put a lid on it and we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Do you find in, cause I hear this as well from people that like when you go on vacations or anytime, it's like, no matter what you do, the business always gets brought up. Is that kind of? I mean, is that really where your conversations?
Like, oh, we got to try desserts while we're here.
Yeah,
you know, R&D.
Yeah,
or it definitely is always.
But it's what you present. Love, and, yeah, and why
it's
not?
Never felt like a burden. Yeah, yeah. That it's always there. Like,
no,
even anytime we go to like family dinner or have friends over, like they're always asking us, "Hey, how's it going? Oh, I saw you're doing this. This is really cool." And we're obviously always the ones bringing dessert to family dinner. So it feels like it's sort of, it doesn't feel like we have two, like a personal life and a work life. It all feels kind of meshed together and we bring our kids to work. And so I don't know, that's worked well for our personalities. It hasn't felt like either one has suffered. We just kind of, that's who we are and that's who the business is. And
It works. And I mean, if it's not broken, then don't fix it, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard. Like running a business is, I mean, like you said, on vacation, like it's not really a vacation.
Or maybe you don't get vacations. I don't know.
I mean, no, we definitely take vacations and stuff, but we're still on call all the time. Like during business hours.
Questions or,
Yeah, we're always there. And I mean, and then if we take a second to like, and we really can't be around our phone, then like we just let whoever's in charge know and just say, hey, just so you know, like if you can't get a hold of us, we kind of like we'll problem solve ahead of time and that kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, I feel like we work really well together. My favorite thing is we'll be in the office or whatever, and it'll be like lunchtime. And it's like, oh, let's go grab lunch. That's kind of how we get our like date nights in, because we're home at nights with our kids and stuff. And so we usually do our dates during the day, and it's great.
I love it. Now, with two locations, any thoughts of opening up any more? Have you thought about doing any more locations, or are you just kind of happy with the way things are?
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, you know, we basically, our first day of ownership was January 1st, 2019. And we kind of came in with the approach of like, we're not going to change anything for the first year.
Okay.
We're just going to, because neither of us have, you know, business experience. We're just like, we're just going to do everything the same. You know, don't crash the boat.
Yeah.
Just, you know,
keep it afloat. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we can start thinking of ways to improve it. And so the following year we did some rebranding, got a new logo, made everything feel a little bit more the way we wanted it to. We've remodeled the Orem store and the West Jordan store. They were both well loved. So they needed some, we did new paint and new furniture, and we've made little changes here and there. And I think one thing we've always tried to do is it's never been about, oh, what's the decision that's going to, you know, squeeze the most money out of this. Mm. It's been what decisions are going to give the customer the best experience. And so we've discussed doing more locations, and it's kind of along those lines of what's going to serve the customer best. And I know we've got customers, you know, that do travel far to get to us. So I think adding locations would serve customers better. So yeah, but trying to find the right spot, you know, we want to keep that cafe feel, even if we can't have a historic farm home, keep that cafe feel. And then,
so if the right place came along,
area with the right, you know,
like maybe even go as further south as St. George or something.
Oh how yeah. Cool I think eventually. Yeah.
St. George. I have a sister that lives in St. George, and
there you go.
My nieces and nephew, or my nephews and my niece, are always are like, when are you going to come down here? I'll work for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not even a working age. I'm like, when you turn 16.
Yeah. Or I could see like Park City being a really, you know, good
yeah,
place
Park
for
City
you,
could be good.
You know, for you guys, mm-hmm. Ogden, maybe, I don't know. Yeah. Just to kind of put all over the state, but
yeah. We would love to. Yeah. I mean,
yeah. Downtown Ogden, I think would be,
they have some beautiful awesome. Old homes there.
Even Logan up with like, yeah. You know, kind of college town up there, yeah. I think would be great. So I think there's a lot of,
but then that would be a lot of traveling for you guys, right?
Yeah. Cause right now, well, and right now we've got, it's kind of nice. Everything, we have one kitchen, one big kitchen at our Orem location.
Okay.
Everything gets made fresh daily. And then we've got a van that takes it to West Jordan.
Okay. Okay.
And so it keeps things simple, cause we've only got one baking team. And it keeps the product consistent because it's the same people making it. And so with growth, we'd have to figure out, hey, are we going to do like multiple kitchens that kind of serve as hubs? Or do we go the commissary route, have like one big kitchen facility that cranks everything out and then it gets dispersed? So we kind of have to figure out some of those logistical things.
Yeah, because with desserts, you kind of want a consistency and, mm-hmm. and, sometimes restaurants, you know, I've been to a few restaurants, you know, in one location it's like, yeah, this certain menu item isn't as good as they make it at the other one or whatever, you
yeah,
know, but
exactly.
it, they can kind of get away with it a little bit more. Yeah. But on that same note, I mean, now that you kind of have that entrepreneur bug, I see this a lot with people, you know, they'll buy a business, they'll start a business. And then they'll even kind of go a different route, right? Open up a different business, open up a different venue or something. Have you, what about that? I mean, any thoughts of other businesses that you guys
oh,
have
yeah.
thought about?
Because you're probably Brett, sick of hearing of all of my.
And Brett is just so full of ideas.
He's got ideas. any, I mean, do you have anything in the works or anything you care to share or rather not?
We've got two still within the restaurant space ideas that I think would both be really good. One is another kind of dessert style thing, but more you sell one type of thing in a small footprint. So different experience, but I feel like that would be an easy, it'd be a low bar to get it off the ground. We could just kind of test it for a relatively low cost because we could make all the product in our current kitchen and just kind of, you know.
I like that.
Throw it against the wall, see if anything sticks.
Dude, and that's the best way to do it, man.
So that one's, you know, and it would be, I don't know, I guess.
That one is a very more on the serious of like, when we'll do it, like we're doing product testing and whatnot.
I kind of hold my cards close to my chest. Yeah, so
we can't really say much.
It's a dessert item that
I can respect that. I can respect that, yeah.
I don't think anyone's really doing in the area. So I think it could be a lot of fun and it would just, we'd have to kind of see how it does.
I was just curious, you know, cause I know I'm a bit of an entrepreneur, you know? And so I always got all these ideas and it's like, oh, there goes Chris and his crazy idea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
In non-food related, I feel like I'm always like, okay, Keja, we need to go. We're going to buy a laser cutter and we can start making these crafts and selling them or,
yeah.
Okay. Now we're going to,
Brett is like, yeah. Brett is more the idea guy. Yeah. I'm very realistic and.
But that's why you work well together.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, just so you know, this is how it goes. But I mean, I think we still have really young kids too. So I think once they're a little more older and we have them in school, like we can easily get more things off the ground. And I just have to remind myself, we still have time to do things. Like we're still so young.
Sometimes it feels like you just have to do everything all at once and like, oh, we need to have like six locations in the next whatever. You
or
know,
you're not good enough.
Or you see other people growing or you see, you know, whatever 25 under 25, you know, you see all these lists and you think, but it's like, no, for our phase, we've got three kids under 7 years old. Like we've got a roof over our houses or a roof over our heads.
Well, you have over houses though, you know, roof over
food on the table. Like we're just in the young kid phase and that's all right. And you know,
but think of the valuable stuff you're teaching your kids, though. I mean, you even made a comment how you take them into the, you know, work with you. And I mean, that is so, they're probably learning so much and absorbing so much from you. So think about by the time when they become, you know, get into their teenage years and they're going to know so much about
running
a business and making
or even just having a good work ethic.
Yeah. Which I don't think enough kids these days do have a good work ethic, you know.
We've had
I could go off on that one.
we've had some really
employees and stuff, you know?
Yeah, well, we've had really great, obviously we run into that kind of thing, but for the most part, like, we have really good employees, and their work ethic is awesome, and they really take what we want and what we want to have the customer experience to heart. And we love when customers reach out and say, I was in today. So-and-so helped me. And they were just so awesome. Like it makes us feel good that like, oh good. We're doing like what we're saying really is getting taught or like learned and everything.
Yeah. Cause you want them to handle situations and treat customers the same way you would if you were there.
Yeah.
So it gets tricky.
Cause as much as we would like to be there all day, every day, like we can't.
Yeah.
So it's nice, but I mean, our oldest who is seven, when we bought the business, she was 2.5. And so
that's all she knows. I mean,
well, yeah. And even from, I went back to work when she was 6 weeks old and she came with me to work every day. Like anytime. That was like the nice thing about what I did after I was out of the kitchen and after I had our oldest. Her name is Eloise. She even has a cake named after her and everything.
Oh, that is so awesome.
She's grown up from basically week six and then we have a 2-year-old now and she knows every time we pass the chocolate and we're driving, oh, Mama Cake work. And so she knows that's our work and she loves to go in and go behind the counter and try to grab a cookie and go down to our office and just hang out. So
that is so awesome. What about, again, you know, I have a future business owners, current business owners listening, but what about like one or two pieces of advice that you might give a future business owner, somebody who might be starting a business? I mean, again, I know that's kind of a big, you know, it could be go any direction, but I don't know, the first piece of advice that you might pop in your head, business advice.
Well, I guess there's a few like things. I feel like I have to preface this by saying like, I don't have a degree in business. Like,
yeah, but you're making it work, man. You've had this place.
I Google questions and read articles and watch YouTube videos. Okay,
no, that's good advice though. I mean, yeah,
you don't have to have a degree. You don't have to know everything. In fact, you'll never know everything. The best thing to do is just start today and do it. Like if you feel like it's holding you back because you're like, oh, I'm not ready yet, or I don't know all the answers, you never will. So you just start doing it today and you learn as you go. Like we've learned some expensive lessons.
Yes.
Along the way. But you learn it and then you move on from it. And
yeah. Yeah. I mean, find someone that you like that is in the same business industry that you want to kind of go in, and just even if you don't know them personally, like reach out. Like we've had people reach out about business questions even to us. And I'm like, am I even qualified yet to even answer these questions? But I mean, we, like we said, when we bought the business, we found a business consultant, and he still to this day helps us and coaches us. And
yeah,
we have meetings quarterly and just to make sure we're on track with things. And
yeah. So cool.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I think along those lines, like reaching out to people, I think having an abundance mentality is really helpful. Like just know that there is plenty of pie to go around. And so,
which I don't think enough people have that mentality.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are really guarded. Yeah. Well, I'll put it in perspective. Because I didn't start with that mentality because I had no idea what to expect.
Okay.
When we, you know, we were already signed and we were contracted, we were buying the business, but we hadn't taken it over yet.
Yeah.
And in that little time period, just a few doors down, a dessert place opened up from the Orem store. And my stomach sank and I was like, oh no, we are.
We're crushed.
We're crushed. They're right next to us. They're going to take all this business from us. And then they were open, they were running, we took over. I was, you know, every day looking at numbers, just trying to make sure we weren't going to like screw it up. And the numbers that year were even better than the year before. So there was nothing to worry about. And you know, you think about how many people in our industry, how many people live in the area. There are, like I said, there's plenty of pie to go around. So just having that abundant mindset, because there are a lot of times where I'm like, I wish, you know, I could ask other business owners in this industry, like, hey, like, you know, we typically are spending 28% of our revenue on payroll. Like where are you at? Is that typical? And so I think if everyone kind of, you know, shared that information and knew things,
sure.
It could be really helpful just to know like, oh, hey, my rule of thumb is, yeah, we try and keep that below 25%. And this is how we had success doing that. So I think it's almost been 5 years. I think we've really become really abundantly minded. Like we had someone the other day say, hey, there's someone I know that they're thinking of opening a place that sells cake by the slice. And I was like, honestly, tell them, like, if they have any questions,
don't do it. No,
come ask us, like, whatever questions they might have, like I'll show them all the numbers, like, hey, this is how we do this, this, and this. Like, I don't, you know, I think there's plenty to go around, and I think there's a lot more to be gained by building bridges and lifting each other up. Kind of that rising tide lifts all ships.
I like you. I like you. I like the way I wish more people thought that way.
Yeah.
But it's a hard way to think. And
it can be tough.
Yeah. What about like social media in online? I mean, is that played a big part in the growth of your business at all? I mean,
oh yeah.
You know, I know a lot of businesses still aren't on social media, and you know, with desserts, I mean, it can be a very visual thing, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, that's where most of our, I feel like advertising comes from for us.
100% of our marketing is social media.
Yeah. So, at the Chocolate Dessert Cafe on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, that's, that's kind of what I was going to lead into is as, cause we're, you know, as we kind of wrap this, this episode up a little bit, you know, where can my listeners connect right with you guys and, you know, cause I want them to come and support you guys. Yeah. I want them to come in and try if they haven't yet, you know, come and try a slice of cake. So where, so you mentioned it kind of, what is the Instagram?
The chocolate underscore a dessert cafe.
Okay. Okay.
So yep. We advertise, I mean, we post, weekly, like all of our weekly cake flavors, at the beginning of the week, we have a Kazuki, dough that we do each month. Like we have a special each month. And so we switch out those flavors. We do fun reels and
So are you on TikTok then or no?
No.
Or
no, just,
well, I guess reels is Instagram, but
Instagram. Yeah. I mean, and that's like another thing is you kind of have to follow the trends of social media and we have a great social media manager and,
okay, so you, I didn't know if you were doing everything because I was like, man, if you're doing social media on top of making all the cakes and stuff,
that would be like a whole other thing.
Social media is like a full time job.
It is a full time job. Yeah. And so we do have someone, I mean, we're very heavily involved in our social media as well, but she does like help us. She does take care of like posting and giveaways and working with people and whatnot, but Brett and I are always on our account and jumping on and looking at our DMs and responding comments and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, you kind of have to be up on like the food trend, especially the last, like, well, I feel like ever since COVID, people have really honed in on like TikTok and making videos and that kind of thing. And so we like to stay up on like, oh, so there's this audio, like what can we do with this audio with our product? And
which is a ton of fun for me because I so a couple years after we bought the business, I stepped away from my video production job and I've just been doing the chocolate full time. So it is fun to be able to create some of that video content for reels and social media. But
do you ever feel like Willy Wonka or something, right? Just dealing with I mean, when you said chocolate, I was, but I guess it's a little different desserts, but still, you, I mean, you're the candy man. You're the,
Well, it's fun too. Cause it feels like you can just experiment a little bit.
Yeah.
And we have this really awesome baker, shout out to Kim, who she's super talented and we'll have ideas and we'll be like, hey, what if we tried this thing? And then like a week later, she's got like six variations of it for us to try.
Dude, that is awesome.
So, and Kasia loves to do that type of experimenting, but she's so busy that it's hard. So it's nice to have Kim step in.
I have all the ideas and I love to experiment and stuff, but it's really great to have someone else be like, hey, these are our ideas. Like, just take the time and do like, because they have the time. That's like what they're there for. And
or Kasia will be like, here, try, start with this recipe. Just make it for me and then I'll
kind of like tweak
taste
it
and see what's up with it.
Yeah.
And then your website, which I thought is really cool. It's just, what is your, I'll let you say your website.
Our website is thechocolate.cafe.
Which is, I mean, the fact that you have, I mean, you're a perfect example on how dot cafe fits and works.
Yes.
You know,
you
always see those different websites, you know,
different instead extensions.
Of the extensions. Yeah. I guess is the proper term instead of the .com. Right.
Yeah.
Do people even do .net anymore? Is that,
I don't know,
that
but there are a lot of cool ones. There's a .horse. I'm just waiting for the right business idea.
Yeah. To have. That is awesome. .horse. I kind of want to get that just cause that's .horse.
But,
Well, very cool. I am so glad that I got the opportunity to sit down with the both of you and, and get to know your business a little bit more. I mean, was there anything that we didn't talk about that you were hoping we would talk about before I wrap this episode up and the recording up here?
I mean, I know we talked all about the positives, but it's hard. Like,
Owning
a business is hard. But if you love it and you have a passion for it, you'll get through the hard parts. I mean, Brett can tell you all the breakdowns that I have sometimes. And it just depends on what's going on too. Like, but I mean, for the most part, I would say 95% is good. We love it. I mean, there's obviously like life is real and whatnot. And it
oh, I'm sure.
Hard.
Yeah. You have days you're like, I want to quit.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Done.
Oh, yeah. Like it just honestly depends on the day too. Like one day can be like totally great. And another day, like everything is going wrong.
Yeah,
and I'm
like,
getting
someone leaves you a bad review. This employee quits on the spot. Your walk-in freezer's not working.
We're out of this. So, and you have to go to the store 5 times because you don't, like, I haven't kept up on inventory and all that kind of stuff. But I love it. Like, it has given us a freedom, so to say, on our schedules. And we can also be at home when we need to be at home. And we can make it to school activities for our kids and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. Even though, like, we may sound like, oh, this is the best thing in the whole entire world, and we love it, which we do, but it also is hard, and it takes a lot of hard work to run a business, but I wouldn't trade it either, so it's been good.
The days when Kasia's like, can we just sell it and move on? I think that's only happened once in the last 5 years where you were like, can we just be done? I was like, yeah, but then what else are we going
to
do?
I know. I wouldn't want to go back to a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah,
either.
I think that's...
Could you imagine having to go back to a 9? I mean, that would just be so probably hard for some...
I'd probably go work at Target or something.
Yeah, I don't know how... Yeah, I couldn't... I'm so used to like, oh, if this... You know, I'm like been redoing our landscaping. So it's like, oh, I can like wake up in the morning, work for a few hours while it's still cool out on the yard and then go into work. You know, just that flexibility. Someone once said it best, owning your own business is... you get to work whatever 60 hours a week you want.
It's true. I mean, and it's true because like some days I'll work early in the mornings where I have to be in the kitchen and stuff. And then I come home and I do the house and the kids and all that kind of stuff. And then I put them to bed and then I am back working until on my computer and getting stuff done until 11 or 12. And then I'm able to go to bed. So it just depends. I mean, that's not every day, but like, you just got to get done what you need to get done. And yeah, it's whatever 60 hours.
Yeah, you make it work for you. And that's what's important. And that's why you've thrived and been able to do it for, you know, 5 years.
I have put up stricter boundaries, and there are some days where I'm like, I have to take a nap. I'm putting my phone on silent. I don't even care what happens at this point. And, or I'll tell Brett doesn't nap in the afternoon. So I'll tell Brett, I'm like, I'm putting my phone on silent.
You're in charge.
Handle anything that like comes our way. So,
yeah. I think you touched though on like a good lesson. The first year or two, everything felt so personal and immediate. Like if I got to the point where if my phone buzzed and an email came in, like I already started being anxious in case it was like a... We don't get a ton of bad reviews, but like, you know, maybe once every 3 months or something. But
I mean,
like,
all businesses get bad reviews.
Yeah, but like, you know, it happened and then it just kind of like almost like traumatized me. We're like, oh, if my phone's vibrating, like my heart sinks because is this a bad review? Or if a problem is going on, oh, I need to drop everything and immediately go put it out. And so I think for the first couple of years, we hadn't set up those boundaries where we were kind of letting the business consume us. And it's important to care and to, you know, want the business to succeed. But I think we've gotten to a more healthy place of, okay, if there's an issue, it's okay. We'll address it, but I don't need to let it take over my emotions and my mental state for that day.
And do you find that you're less stressed than you used to be?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
100%.
And things are going just as smoothly. Like we didn't have to be that emotionally invested, everything's still going fine.
Yeah.
Like we've, you know, our hands are still on the steering wheel, but we aren't,
the business didn't,
we're not white knuckling it. Yeah. Everything's still being fine. And I think we're in a lot, it's more enjoyable for us as well.
Yeah. I would say like the first year of business ownership was like having a newborn baby. It's like, you need to get through.
That's a good example.
You need to get through the first year, just survive. And then you can kind of like add in things and whatnot. And I mean, we've had like a interesting 5 years, I feel like, because our first year was 2019 and we were like, hey, we got this down, we can start. And then 2020 COVID happened. So then we had to deal with COVID and no one had dealt with COVID before. And so we were just flying by the seat of our pants of like, what's going to happen? And then 2021 was labor shortage. So we had to deal with that. And then 2022 was
eggs.
Yes.
Forgot about the eggs.
Inventory shortages and flour. And like, we got creative. I'm like, okay, we went to so many different stores some weeks because of the shortages. And then 2023 has kind of been inflation, but it's been manageable. And I just really love that everyone came to us to get cake while they were quarantined in their houses. So thank you.
What is your address? Is really quick again.
212 South State Street in Orem. And then we're right in front of Classic Skating in a house. And then 9120 South Redwood Road. And we're right next to Smith and Edwards.
Well, so if anyone wants to come.
Go to Smith and Edwards or go to Classic Skating, you know, and get a tree. Go do some disco roller skating.
We're not like a typical bakery. We're open early in the morning. We open at 11 a.m., but then we're open late at night. So Monday through Thursday, we're open until 10 p.m.
Okay.
Friday and Saturday, open until 11 p.m. So whether it's like girls' night out or take the kids out or date night or whatever, come out and get a treat.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We'll have to bring you both back through and catch up down the road.
Sounds good.
See how things are going. So thank you. All right. Many thanks again to Brett and Kasia Billengary from the Chocolate Dessert Cafe for joining me on this episode of the podcast. Make sure to connect with them on Instagram. Make sure to visit one of their locations, either in Orem or West Jordan, and mention that you heard them on the Let's Talk Local podcast. Because, hey, that's what it's all about, right? I mean, people like to know that you were listening to their conversation. So please reach out to them and please support these guys because they have some really cool desserts and they are a great addition for the Wasatch Front. Hey, make sure you're subscribed in whatever podcast app you are listening to podcasts in. I have been having a new episode come out every Wednesday where I'm chatting with, cool people here in Utah, business owners, artists, musicians, professionals. So make sure to hit that subscribe, that follow button, wherever you listen to podcasts. That way the podcast episodes get sent right to your smartphone. And leave us a review in whatever player you listen to, any podcast app that you listen to podcasts in. Make sure to leave us a review. That way I can know what you think of the show and what you like about the show. All right, you guys, we'll see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week. Bye now.